Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aham kiritas chasuradayo ye. Daksha dayogne reva ketavaste. Kim va vidame shapritag vibhata. Vidhatsvasangno dvija deva mantram. Aham, I, Lord Brahma, Giritraha, Lord Shiva, Cha, also, Sura Adhayaha, all the demigods, Ye, as we are, Daksha Adhayaha, headed by Maharaj Daksha, Agnihe, of fire, eva, like, ketavaha, sparks, te, of you, kim, what, va, either, vidama, can we understand, isha, O my Lord, pritak vibhataha, independently of you, Vidatsva, kindly bestow upon us. Sham, good fortune. Naha, our. Dvija Deva Mantram, the means of deliverance suitable for the Brahmins and demigods. I, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, accompanied by the Prajapatis like Daksha, are nothing but sparks illuminated by you, who are the original fire. Since we are particles of you, what can we understand about our welfare? O Supreme Lord, please give us the means of deliverance that is suitable for the Brahmanas and the demigods. Purport. In this verse, the word Dvija Deva Mantram is very important. The word mantra means that which delivers one from the material world. Only the Dvijas, the Brahmanas, and the Devas, the demigods, can be delivered from material existence by the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a mantra, and it's suitable for delivering the conditioned souls from mental speculation. The conditioned souls are engaged in a struggle for existence. Manashastindriyani prakritistani karshati. Deliverance from this struggle constitutes the highest benefit. But unless one gets a mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, deliverance is impossible. The beginning mantra is the Gayatri mantra. Therefore, after purification, when one is qualified to become a Brahmin, Dvija, he's offered the Gayatri mantra. Simply by chanting the Gayatri mantra, one can be delivered. This mantra, however, is suitable only for the Brahmanas and demigods. In Kali Yuga, we are all in a very difficult position, in which we need a suitable mantra that can deliver us from the dangers of this age. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, gives us the Maha Mantra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kaloa Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. In his Shikshastika, Lord Chaitanya says, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Shri Krishna Sankirtan, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, is directly chanted by the Lord Himself, who gives us this mantra for deliverance. We cannot invent any means to be delivered from the dangers of material existence. Here, even the demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and the Prajapatis, such as Daksha, are said to be like illuminating sparks in the presence of the Supreme Lord, who's compared to a great fire. Sparks are beautiful as long as they are in the fire. Similarly, we have to remain in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engage in devotional service, for then we shall always be brilliant and illuminating. As soon as we fall from the service of the Lord, our brilliance and illumination will immediately be extinguished, or at least stopped for some time. When we living entities, who are like sparks of the original fire, the Supreme Lord, fall into a material condition, we must take the mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as it is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we will be delivered from all the difficulties of this material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vacha Lampangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Gurun Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. So, such a wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hardly I could ever do it justice, but still I'll try to say a few words. Here we see Lord Brahma is speaking about himself, the demigods, the Prajapatis, as being a part of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna also says this in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. All of these jivas, they're my angsa, they're my parts. So he gives the comparison, Lord Brahma gives the comparison that we're like sparks in the fire. And since we're, Lord Brahma is saying, and since we're part of you, we're very insignificant compared to you, right? Lord Brahma speaking to the Supreme Lord. He said, so what can we say about our welfare? You're the best person to understand what's best for us. So please, give us the ways and means. And the word that's used here specifically is mantra. so that we can become delivered. And this is the situation of everyone in this material world, that we need deliverance from this material existence. It's a great struggle, as Srila Prabhupada mentions. And we can see all around us every day how the living entities in this material world are struggling very hard for their existence. And then an intelligent human being can understand this struggle and think of some way to get out of it, right? And those intelligent persons who understand this and are desiring to become free from that, they're known as the the Dwijas, the Brahmanas. And so they're the ones that are fit to be delivered, and they're the ones that can take advantage of mantra, which is the means of deliverance. And therefore, in the Vedic scriptures, there's a purificatory process for those, for the Brahmins, called the Yajna Pravitra. They're awarded after various sangskars or purifications, Brahmin initiation. Right? But they have to have a certain elevation for that. And by chanting the Gayatri Mantra, as Srila Prabhupada says, they can obtain deliverance. Right? But the point is how to get to the platform of becoming qualified to get the Gayatri Mantra, or to get that mantra for deliverance. So understanding the predicament of all the Kali Yuga living entities, the Supreme Lord gives the ways and means by which one can get sufficiently purified by giving the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Now I know in ISKCON we put all our preachers put a lot of emphasis on initiation, and it's an important thing, no doubt. But we learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita that even without initiation, if you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you become purified, you become illuminated, you become enlightened, right? And further with that process, then you can even come up to the platform of becoming initiated in the Gayatri Mantra. So this is such a astounding thing that the Lord has offered to the conditioned souls. He's given what Lord Brahma is asking for the purification. The Lord has given in his form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada mentions Shikshastakam. And he also mentions the mantra that there's no other way. This is it, right? Chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way. Later on, Prabhupada says in the purport, says, we cannot invent any means to be delivered from the dangers of material existence. First, we have to understand that the material world is a dangerous place. Right? It's a dangerous place. I was saying last night in the Bhagavad Gita class, in America there's 320 million people, and there's about 320 million guns in America also. So it's a dangerous place. Even in a so-called civilized country like America, it's a dangerous place. So how to become delivered from the dangers of this material world? And it's right here. We don't have to invent it. It's been given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, passed down through the great acharyas, right? Srila Prabhupada carried it to the West. I used to think, Srila Prabhupada opened up the fate exhibit in Los Angeles, right? The dioramas, different ways of preaching that Srila Prabhupada would introduce to the devotees. And it was always amazing to me how Prabhupada was coming up with these new and innovative ideas. And later on I realized that he was just giving exactly what his spiritual master had given. The Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had organized in Esplanade in Calcutta what they called the theistic exhibition. And what it was, hundreds of dioramas that depicted the various philosophical and storylines that are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada didn't invent anything. He may have changed things a little bit, time, place, and circumstance, but he gave what his spiritual master gave. And he didn't have his own agenda. He had the agenda of his spiritual master. And that's when the Supreme Lord sees that it's not our own idea, it's not our own desires, it's not our own mental, concoctions. It's that we really want to try to please Krishna as per the instructions of the spiritual master. Then you know, the perfect example is Srila Prabhupada. He was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness simply because he had that mentality. Because he was completely surrendered to his guru and to the idea of helping others, right, in the best possible way, therefore Krishna made all arrangements for him to do that. Even though it was a great inconvenience, personal inconvenience to him, he was empowered to do this service of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So the purport talks about being sparks in the fire, recognizing that, as Lord Brahma did, that we're all simply small sparks of the illumination of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we understand that, then our position will be that we'll always remain humble, we'll remain surrendered, and we'll remain capable of understanding what is the desire of the Supreme Lord. It's very difficult to understand what's the plan of the Lord. Even the great sages, they don't understand. But if we remain as humble servants, if we remain as insignificant sparks, you know, what is a spark compared to the fire? The fire is so luminous, it's brilliant, right? And as long as the sparks are part of the fire, they're also brilliant and illuminating, right? As soon as they become separate from the fire, right, they may burn for some time, but they'll go out, or they'll immediately go out, right? So remaining in this position of being a small, insignificant spark in relationship to the Supreme Lord, and in relationship to the Supreme Lord's devotees, is the criteria for becoming empowered to help other people. Right? And the happiest people in the world, they say, are the people that try to help other people. Right? They try to give themselves to others, and they become happy. So, but in order to do this, it takes a qualification. And that qualification is to become, to think oneself an insignificant servant of the Supreme Lord, as Lord Brahma is considering himself, you know, just a small spark in relationship to the Supreme Lord. So as devotees, our mentality should be that we want to have this understanding that we're very insignificant in relationship to the Lord and in relationship to the Lord's devotees, and that we want to be, you know, instrumental in somehow or another fulfilling the Lord's desire. And we see here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his extreme compassion, he wanted everybody in the Kali Yuga to have that mantra, you know, have the ability to become delivered without any strings attached. All you got to do is chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Srila Prabhupada mentions the Shikshastakam, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, right? Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that the consciousness is like a mirror, right? But the mirror is foggy now, in the conditioned state, the mirror is covered over with dust. Lots of dust, tons of dust. It's very thick. So we won't be able to get a true reflection of who we are. Instead, we think so many other things. I'm an American, I'm Indian, I'm Russian, I'm Gujarati, I'm Sindhi, etc., 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 etc. So there's so much dust, we can't clear it up. But by chanting, right, we clear away all these designations. We understand what we really are, right? And what are we really? Jivir Sarupoi Nitya Krishna Das, right? We're the eternal servant of Krishna. We're not this material body, the rudimentary thing. We're not this body, the fundamental building block of spiritual life. We're spirit soul, right? Chetodarpana means that. But not only that, by chanting the holy name do we get the fundamental understanding of spiritual life as eternal servants of Krishna, spiritual sparks. But that same chanting, by continuing to do that chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, can take us all the way up to the pinnacle of spiritual existence to understand we're the eternal servants of Krishna in Goloka, either as Krishna's friend or Krishna's lover or Krishna's parent. So the first line of the Shikshastakam is so powerful, it takes us right from the beginning all the way up to the pinnacle of spiritual life, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving us this mantra. He's given us this opportunity to become delivered from material existence. And Srila Prabhupada has also given us a spiritual program so that we can follow it daily and make progress. And you can't help but make progress if you follow the spiritual program. And therefore, so many advantages, so many things that Srila Prabhupada has given us so that we can become delivered from the very dangerous and miserable position of this material world. You know, when you're 22 years old and the body works and everything's going on properly inside, you think, it's not so bad, right? But as life goes on and you get my age, and even sitting here, this muscle hurts or this muscle hurts, right? And you kind of get a realization of what the material world is really all about and what this material body really is, which is just a bag of suffering. You know, there's so many joints in the body. If you think about it, this joint, there's thousands of joints, Shastra says, in the material body. And in old age, all of the joints hurt, right? So whoever thinks that they can joy in this, you know, like sometimes, you know, we see a 65-year-old man wants to get married again. He doesn't get it, right? There's no enjoyment in this material world. Right? It's a place of suffering. Right? So to get that realization, one has to be situated as a dvija, as a brahmana, right? And to get to that position, that's what the dvijas are. They're learned persons, dvijas, they're learned. Brahmins, the demigods, they're dedicated to Krishna, right? They're devotees, right? The demigods are devotees. So they can get it. But to get to that platform requires purification. Srila Prabhupada is, and Lord, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have Srila Prabhupada who's given us the process. If we follow it, then we can certainly get the result. But along with that, we always have to keep in mind that following the process is good. But if you want to accelerate the process, then you have to become a giver of the process. If you take that up of giving to others what you have gotten from the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, from following the sadhana bhakti process that Srila Prabhupada has given us, if you take that up to give to others, then that accelerates the process. It accelerates the process. It attracts the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, and that is very beneficial for coming to the ultimate goal of being after being in this miserable material body for so long, to actually be able to go home and back to Godhead. We're all simply just foreigners here. You know, sometimes the government gets after foreigners, right? And they say, where are you from? You know, you're from Bangladesh or what? Right? Sometimes they get after someone. You know, I remember in the early days it was very difficult to stay in this country because you had to have a visa, and they didn't want to give you a visa, and they thought everybody in ISKCON was part of the CIA. You know, it even came in parliament that, you know, that they're CIA, you know, the devotees of ISKCON are CIA agents. And they have tremendous wealth. Where are they getting all this wealth? So they thought that the CIA, the U.S. government, was funneling money, when actually the money was coming from Sankirtan, distributing books, right? So, but everyone's a foreigner here in this material world, you know? It's not just that I'm a foreigner in India, but we're all the foreigner here. This is not our place. We don't belong here, right? We have another place that we belong to. Another place is called Goloka, and there's thousands of cows there, right? And Krishna and Balaram goes out with the cows every day, right? And the gopis watch him go out, and they say that the perfection of the eyes, the gopis say, is to see Krishna and Balaram tending the cows and entering into the forest. The perfection of the eyes. So this is our real place, but we're at this present moment far, far away from our real home, and we're trying to get back there. Srila Prabhupada has shown us the way. Lord Chaitanya has given us the mantra, just as Lord Brahma is asking for the mantra. We've got it. Now the onus is on us to take up the process, be serious about it, and try to complete that process so that we can go back home, back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Bhadra Narayan Maharaj?
I have two questions. So you said that Gayatri delivers the living entity, but how to chant Gayatri because we're all fallen and we need to come. So we chant Hare Krishna, purified. So that means once I'm purified and initiated, that I don't need to chant Hare Krishna, I'll just chant Gayatri. Once I get there.
Well, following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's never to be given up. Even if you get to the spiritual world, you're still going to be one who follows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example. And he always chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says an amazing thing in Harinam Chintamani. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But what I understood by reading that was that in the spiritual world, you'll have this simultaneous relationship going on, one with Radha and Krishna, and one with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you know, the devotees become so attached to Lord Chaitanya, who's so merciful in the combination of Radha and Krishna, that even in the spiritual world, they continue that relationship. And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He performed Sankirtan. He went to the Jagannath temple, he chanted the holy name of Krishna, and he danced like a madman. And when he got tired, he took a little prasadam and took some rest, and got up and did it again. Hari Bol. Gayatri Mantra is there, and that Gayatri Mantra is important. One shouldn't underestimate the importance of Gayatri Mantra, because that mantra gets us up to that level of associating with Radha and Krishna. It's like in the deity worship. We're actually worshiping Lakshmi Narayan because of our being in sadhana bhakti. But if we want to transport ourselves from sadhana bhakti, then we have to become very serious about chanting Gayatri Mantra and get to the next level of spontaneously performing devotional service and becoming qualified to worship Radha and Krishna. Is that okay, Maharaj?
I have another question that I'll be done. But just as confirmation, if you look at the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's in Goloka, there's Rajatanya dancing and there's Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada, in 1970, I was sitting as a bhakta in Los Angeles. Somebody said, well, sometimes I'm attracted to Lord Chaitanya, sometimes I'm attracted to Radha Giridhari, to Radha Krishna. What to do? I can't make a decision. Prabhupada said, don't worry, you can have both. You can go back and forth with me simultaneously. No problem.
It's pretty inconceivable.
Full service.
Pretty inconceivable. One time the devotees were walking with Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said that, if you desire, anything you desire, you can take that form to serve Krishna. You may be a blade of grass and you desire to become a flower in Krishna's garland. So you can take that form. It's kalpavriksha. And then one devotee said, well, Srila Prabhupada, do they pass dual in the spiritual world? And Prabhupada said, you go there and find out. He said, sometimes we have many nonsense ideas that we ask questions about. But the point is, the spiritual world is very dynamic, and it's not something that we can really understand in the condition that we're at. We need purification, we need deliverance, so that we can get to that understanding.
Okay, my second question.
I thought you gave your second question. Oh, okay. You didn't give it yet, all right. Well, didn't he create a spiritual world? Didn't he create a spiritual world?
But I don't want to serve him. Why can't I just serve him? Why can't he just create a spiritual world? Why have a spiritual body?
You mean the kingdom of God without God?
Exactly. Why not? Deliver me from this concept that I need to surrender to God. Just let me go. You do your thing, Krishna, and I'll do mine. What's the problem?
You know, he did that. He made a little place where people can come and imagine that you do your thing, I'll be do my thing. You know, dogs run free, so why can't we? Do your thing and you'll be king. Well, you know, he's given us a great place, a tremendous, fantastic place. But, you know, you have to be qualified to get there, isn't it? Isn't that the same anywhere? Even if you buy a ticket to the movie, on the back of the ticket writes, we reserve the right to not let anybody stay in here who doesn't act right, right? So the place is there, it's already there, and why would we not want to have God there along with us? The person that you said, okay, why doesn't he create something? So you agree that he's the creator, isn't it? He's the one that created it, right? So if he's that powerful that he's created this place, he should also have enough wherewithal to know what's in our best interest, isn't it? And that's what Lord Brahma is saying here. So that best interest thing is that you're with... And we're part of him also. So he wants to be with us. He wants us to be with him. He knows that he'll be happier, we'll be happier, right? And so, you know, he calls the shots. He created everything. And therefore, why should we, from our position of being in conditioned life, try to dictate to him, well, why doesn't he do this and why doesn't he do this? Well, actually, we become the creator, and he becomes the subservient person, right? And it doesn't work like that. And as long as everyone in the material world has that idea, right, that, you know, God should do things the way, you know, he should give me a new Cadillac, and he should give me a new Mercedes, or whatever it is. He should do the things the way I think he ought to. But as soon as we give that idea up, as soon as we think that, my dear Lord, I'm zero. I don't know anything. You know best. You please guide me. Then we're in. We're happy.
Very good. Nice surrender.
Hare Krishna. It reminds me of the first time I saw the Hare Krishna movie that Yadubar Prabhu made. It was in New York. We were on our way to India for the first International Festival, and we saw this movie. I'd only been in the movement 6 months. I hadn't even been initiated. And after the movie, I remember Kirtan, and I said, where do I sign up? Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you, Bhima. The government of India in the 1970s may have been correct in calling ISKCON CIA a Chaitanya Intelligence Agency. But I have a question following up on what Prabhu Narayan brought up.
We aspire to have that Chaitanya Intelligence and be part of his agency, yeah. One day. Go ahead.
You were speaking about Lord Chaitanya's proposal, which has, as you say, no strings attached. And you also referred to Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions that the chanting of the holy name and the full benefits of chanting the holy name do not depend on initiation. And in that context, we're talking about what we would call in Islam second initiation, as you also pointed out. And the Gayatri Mantra comes with that second initiation. So, as a devil's advocate, but also personally, as someone who's somewhat grappling with this seeming contradiction, theological contradiction, why are there, at the end of the day, quote-unquote strings attached? In other words, we do have, for example, in Islam, this first initiation, and then the second initiation. One could claim, look, Chaitanya Charitamrita claims that all you need is a holy name. Why are we even looking at initiation for some second?
Well, you could. You know, for all intents and purposes, you could claim that. And you could even chant. And if you were serious about the chanting, without any strings attached, you would get results. But, you know, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, who didn't have any agenda of his own, his only agenda was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's agenda, which was to save and deliver them. He came into New York and he thought, wow, where have I come? You know, look at these people. What can I do with them? Right? That was his agenda, to deliver the people. Right? So after his careful thoughts and after his struggle to establish this movement, he gave us certain protocols to follow, right? I got initiated after I was 6 months in the movement, right? And I got second initiation here in Krishna Balaram Mandir at the opening. But, Srila Prabhupada, when I went to get the thread, he asked me, so are you chanting your 16 rounds? And I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. He said, okay. And I guess, you know, I should have understood that now I can go, but because I was with Prabhupada and I was kind of just starstruck by his illumination, I just sat there. And then he asked me, when did you get first initiation? And I said, you know, and he's checking to see how his movement is working. Well, 1 year before I got into Mayapur. He said, okay. So Srila Prabhupada set up the system for our progress, understanding the mentality, and I'm not sure exactly how he understood it, but he understood it, and he gave us a system so that we can, you know, progress in spiritual life. You know, it differs a little bit from the Gaudiya Math. You know, they just kind of give second initiation; they don't give first. But Srila Prabhupada, understanding our, you know, specifically Kali Yuga living entities, steeped in the modes of material nature, he gave that system. So as his faithful servants, as being insignificant in front of him, we just try to follow it so that we can be purified in our own lives and try to help other people. Is that okay?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for your wonderful class. My other question, you said to me last that we are happy when we give this holy name to others, when we understand and then we want to give it to others. So by giving it to others...
You've experienced that though, right? You've gone on Harinam on the streets. Have you ever gone on Harinam on the streets? and you're just chanting the holy name, and you're just happy giving out the holy name. So it's not something I'm speaking some esoteric thing. It's in something that we've all experienced. You know, like when they do kirtan here, and the people come through, they might be women hunters and drunkards. We don't know what they're doing. But when they come in front of the kirtan party, they're happy. They're happy. And they didn't even drink anything, you know.
And when we give it to others, so sometimes we feel like puja prasad la, and we want to give it to others, and usually we're giving it to others, so we feel like how.
Well, yes, there are pitfalls in giving to others that you have to be aware of. You know, like you're walking through the field, but there can be landmines. It might be a beautiful field, but there can also be dangers there.
Sure.
Yes.
So how can we manage all of that?
Well, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj says, that you should take the verse, this is mentioned here, the Shikshastikam. So this is the first verse. But there's another verse that he said, you should take it and make a necklace out of that verse and hang it around your neck. And what is that verse? Trinadapi sunichena tururapi sahisnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Then you'll be protected. It's like a kavicha, you know, like a shield against, you know, lab, puja, pratista. Those are all real landmines in the process of giving to others you can get affected by. But if you keep that verse around your neck, Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj says, you'll be protected. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Guru, for a wonderful class. You talked about Goloka Vrindavan going back to Godhead. There's a wide spectrum about going to Godhead. One side of the spectrum is one should have prema bhakti, only then one can go to Goloka Vrindavan. And then it's also said that if you take Harina Mahamata in once, then you will go back to Godhead. So what's the reality?
That's reality. Just what you said. There's no way to. That's what it is. If you chant purely the holy name of Krishna, you can go back to Godhead, right? Class is over. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.